I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, it brings me great honor. And even though we can hear Spencer moving around the tea plate, because we know you're about to eat food, Spencer. We already know what time it is.
Bro.
You see, I told you. The man's got two donuts. We haven't even started to think the man's got his donuts on the standby. I heard the plate, so I don't even know how he's going to do it without everyone knowing. But ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the show to you in the magical words of dream it, believe it, become it.
Come on up.
Well, go on, Spence.
Yeah, till I'm good, I'm blessed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Listen, thank you very much, dude, Alexander. You know what time of day it is. What a incredible fight that we were blessed to see last night, son.
It has to be. Fabio Woodley, Fraser Clark, you gave us, I would say, it's definitely, I mean, you would know more about this than me, Spencer.
You're damn right I would. But
that has to be ranked up there. Oh, let me see if this is the black Gucci. Let me try the gold Gucci. The Matthew Gucci. That has to be ranked up there.
Sorry, Tundi, say there's an old African saying.
There's an old African saying, Spencer. That has to be ranked up there as one of, if not the top British heavyweight title fights seen in a British, and let me may add to that, London ring. Spence, what do you say about that?
We have seen some barn burners in the past, yeah, in British rings. Derek Chisora, Dillon White, first fight was a wicked fight. Second fight was a great fight as well, but the first fight was a wicked fight, right? And I'll believe that fight would rank above. I'm not taking nothing away from what the two men demonstrated last night at all. And you can't. Nobody could sit here and take away anything from what these two men went out and did, because if you look at both men, they have a kind of benign, gentle demeanor.
Let me just cut you there. Why does this trim of yours, why does it look so tough? And bro, you got to allow the black spray thing.
Tundi, you would like to use the black spray thing, but you can't see it because you're so dark.
I Don't knock the blackness. Don't knock the blackness. The black of the berry, the sweet of the juice, mate. You know the saying. The females know the saying. Anyway,
that was made up by some Nigerian.
Sorry. Adam Lord, the neighbors are complaining. I'm banging down the place. Adam Lord, thank you for the £8, sir. He said, hey, what a fight that was. I know the focus is understandably on Wardley Carr, but what did you think of Tim Zhu versus, it's not Fendora, sir, it's Fondora. Fonfora. Fondora. It's not Fen anyway. But we're going to get onto that. But let us not take the shine, the well-deserved shine, off of Wardley Carr. Spence, now that me and you have gone into... Oh, wait there. WBM Boxing View says, Tundi, when are we finally going to be able to witness Yard Sleep Buatsi? Please, everyone, this is not the conversation this evening. The conversation is where it's supposed to be. And I think if we all looked at media, boxing media in particular today, it was littered. Spencer, please, come on now. Come on, stop all this nonsense.
Bro, man's been fasting all day, you know.
It was littered, and rightly so, with the headlines of Fabio Wardley and the big boss, I call him. If you see, I was shouting for Fraser. I'm just being a bit a little biased, but I was shouting for Fraser. You know, Fraser's my guy. But yeah, Spence, come on, sorry. I just had to big up WN Boxing Views for the $4.99.
Big up. Tony, I would say, regardless of it ranks up there, when it truly ranks up there is in years to come. Because in years to come, we're still going to call about that fight. It was an excellent fight, right? It really was an excellent fight. And both men showed real heart. But the one that showed the professional composure in that fight, yeah, was Fabio Wardley. And this is not no criticism of Fraser Clark, because you don't know. But I'm gonna pull Fraser on a couple things, yeah. Mm. When end of the fight and Fraser kind of collapsed, yeah.
Wait. Before you touch, big up Michael Reed. Blessings, brother. Thank you for the $4.99. He says, just blessings. The thing with the Snapchat. Come on, all day, every day. Thank you, Michael. Really, really appreciate that, brother. Go ahead, Spence. You was talking about the issues that you had with Fraser Clark.
Mm-hmm. When Fraser, because rightfully so, he put everything in and he was knackered. Your corner, right, is meant to try and tell you, like, you don't collapse on the ropes, no matter how tired you are. You firm it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There's little tricks that you have to understand in a pro game that, and this is not a knock on Angel Fernandez. I'm just saying, did you see how quick Clifton Mitchell was to pull him up? Because Clifton knows the game. You don't, end of the fight, it's still in a judge's head. Right, who won that round?
You know what? As you're saying it, Spence, sorry to cut you, brother. As you're saying it, I'm thinking that because that don't look good. And if I was a judge, I would just...
No.
That's my little point. But carry on, Spence. That's a good point that you're making, brother.
All of that collapsing thing, yeah, cost him the fight, John.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think... I mean, I'm going to kind of back Fraser here. Wouldn't you say it's part of the experience, which, unless going through it, you don't know it? And yes,
yeah, he should have
definitely had corner. The corner should have really, as he sees his knees dip, you just jerk him back up. You get what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying is this. I remember a box at Yule Cool. James Cook was in my corner, and it was only a 6-round fight, but I come back to the end of the fight and I was knackered to him. Now, I laid on the ropes like this, and James bucked my hand and said, never you show weakness. I stood straight back up. Do you understand? You don't show that. And it's easier said than done, because it was a hell of a fight, right? But, and this is down to experience of his corner, where you don't do that, because what did Dillian Whyte do? Fabio's tired as well, you know? That man rushed him, put his hands up, held his hands up, right? To signal that my guy's good, we've got this one. Those things are last and telling things in the head of a judge, because a judge is only human, and a judge will also try and use intelligence, but it'll also have that of emotional intelligence as well. And you can be influenced by emotion. So when you're seeing that, I was like, ooh, but Frazier done some wicked things in the fight, you know. The way he was jabbing, his uppercuts, he done some really good things. And so did Fabio. Fabio put in some hard combinations in there. And it's kind of weird. Like, Fabio's got immense fighting heart, you know, because come round 8-7-8, he looked gone.
You know, as the fight, I think it was round 2, I tweeted, I beg Frazier, mind for the overhand right. I tweeted, it was so obvious to me from a trainer's perspective that that was one of the key shots that they were looking for. And I don't know. I mean, I saw the kind of gloves are off thing where both trainers were. I don't know if both trainers, but definitely Fernandez was really talking about game plan. And even that in myself, I was like, bro, well, I don't even understand why you're giving man your game plan.
I wouldn't be saying anything.
Whether it was a trick or not, the overhand right was just...
It wasn't a trick because he threw the overhand right on him. I'm going to be real, Tundi. I'm going to be real. Yeah. It seems like Angel Fernandez tricked himself to route it.
Yeah, anyway, listen. One thing Angel did is undoubtedly get Frazier in good shape, because you can tell that Frazier...
Tundi, I could go fitness first for that.
Say again, mate?
I can go to fitness first for that.
What's the matter with you, bro?
No, all right. John, put up what John just put there, Tun, because enough times when people put my name in the thing, you don't put it up on the screen. So I'm telling you now.
It's money. It's not me.
Right.
It's not money.
Listen, bro, I'm just telling man this straight, yeah?
Man said he could have gone fitness first.
Right? Well, you turn around and say, oh, but he did get him fit. Brother, if it's a fitness game, yeah, I'll just buy some Jane Fonda DVDs and put them in, right?
You showing your age, mate. No, what?
Yeah,
you
I was started. There.
Couple men, I was
there, right? I'm telling you, you could go get it for near to nothing now, right? You get it. So it's not a case about fitness. It's about using fighting intellect. This is what this game's about. It's about fighting intellect. And it was a hell of a fight. And I mean a hell of a fight. And I'm saying this now. I don't know. I don't know what that fight's taken out of either of those guys, because that was a hard fight.
You know what? Right? Well, I was actually thinking that. I missed all the praise and adulation with regards to it being a belter. Oh, Spence, you got your phone on again or something?
No.
Can anyone hear the echo? Testing, 1, 2. Yeah, there's a mad echo. Can anyone hear the echo other than myself? Well, there's no echo now. Yeah, anyway, it was probably Manny. There's no echo now, though, is there? Everyone's saying yes. It's not me, Karma. It's not me. You know, we all know it's always Spencer. Spencer's
bro, just... I'm not on no phone. I'm not, you know what I mean? My phone's nowhere near my computer.
All right. Well, anyway, yeah, I've lost my chain of thought now. What was I saying, Spence? Sorry, if you remember.
No, you said you was thinking something while the fight was going on.
Yes. I was saying that. Yeah, thank you, Manny. I was saying that I couldn't help but think, although amongst all the adulation and the praise and what have you,
that what's taken out of it
is going to take a lot more, I believe, more so out of Frazier than it did Fabio. Because Fabio, I think with Fabio, yes, he took some shots. It was the blood that made it appear worse than I really think it was. It was a hard fight. Oh, you know, ultimately it was a hard fight. But those two young men were trading leather from round one. And we know fights have a cumulative effect. Neither of these boys are spring chickens. So would you want to see another rematch?
1,000,000%
A rematch, yes.
Definitely. I want to see Tunde. I want to see an automatic rematch.
Yeah, no need for these boys to go a step further. We need a rematch. And maybe Fraser will be thinking to himself now, I trained my hardest, I trained my life for this fight. I wanted to win it for my two kids and family and what have you. I know what kind of shape I've got to be in from this point forward. It could be a turning point, you know. Fabio, I mean, yeah, how many big fights has he got left? Let's keep it real. Not Fabio, Fraser. Yeah. You know, how many big fights has Fraser got? Hence the reason why they had to push this quick, because age comes into the factor. Yes, he's got the experience. Yes, he's, a world-traveled amateur. But he ain't young. He ain't young. And that fight on Sunday night was a barnstormer, Spence.
Sunday, I'm going to go watch back the fight again.
Yeah, I need to watch, because
it's up on YouTube as well. It's up on YouTube.
The conversation in the gym today. Because I'm like, without the point deduction and the knockdown, Fraser won.
He did.
Yeah, but certain fighters today was telling me Fabio won. And I'm like...
Yeah, but you know what? It's semantics, right? What I'm trying to say is this. Let's not take away from what a great fight that was. Because I didn't watch that fight and think there was a robbery in it. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. At the end of the bell, I was like, yeah, this is a draw. Big up Nathan Bailey. Yeah.
Big up.
Our Whitaker and Mark, who hype jobs. We're going to get on
Stop
that
for first. A second. Stop for a second. Right? Ben Whitaker is not a hype job. Right?
He's a silver medalist. He can't be.
Right. Thank you very much. Right?
Yeah.
Mark, who is not a hype job. Right? He's not. He's just limited, and they tried to teach him how to box, and Chris Congo used Marku like he was a bongo drum, right? Remember, he's at primary school, you get to play the bongo drums.
Chris Congo. Now, listen, don't spoil the show, man. We're gonna get onto these undercard. Again, credit to Ben Shalom, Boxer, and Sky. It was a brilliant value for money show. Brilliant value from top to bottom. So much to talk about on the undercard. A young man who's fast becoming one of my top young prospects in Callum Simpson. You know, good fight for him. I don't know where they find that brother from, but he had a good record. I think they made up the record of the night, bro. The brother looked like they just shipped him in from Peckham, a.k.a. Lagos, on that night. But regardless, Callum Simpson is becoming one of my favorite fighters, young up and coming fighters. And
it's exciting, man.
Great fight between him and Zachary. That's a big fight. I want to see what Callum's coming with in that fight, because I know Zachary is a solid you. Zachary is a solid you. So that's going to be a great fight for the fans. I believe it's going to be a toe to toe war. But anyway, back to Fraser and Fabio, and we were talking about how the fight may have aged both of them. We want to see a rematch. Does the rematch go any different, Spencer?
What, than a draw? No, because somebody's going to win. That's how it's going to be.
I mean, in terms of tactics, can you see either of them do anything different?
Yes. You know what I mean? You know what? Because sometimes, you know what I like about Fabio? Fabio, when he's in there, he likes to take a look. You know what I mean?
Okay, yes.
He does it. He likes to take a look, then he's getting off hands. And there still could have been little doubts in his head, even though he was a favorite and all the rest. There could be doubts in his head because he's saying, right, I'm in there with an Olympian. I'm in there with a former national champion. I'm in there with a Commonwealth Games gold medalist. Right? So those things could have been in his head. Right? But because he's the quicker of the two, right? And he can punch as well. Because he's the quicker of the two, We don't know. But then also, it's like Frazier could be thinking down and saying, like, you know what? I should have started earlier because I know I can rough him up.
But I think he did start earlier, Spence.
And he did start early, but I'm saying even start even earlier than that. Be a little bit more aggressive.
Okay. Yeah, do more than a jab. Finger right hand behind it.
Yeah, because it was jabbing hard. It was jabbing hard. You know what I mean? I'd have liked to have seen a little bit more body attack from Frazier, to be honest. Like to put in like a 1-2 combination downstairs, which he didn't do. But
yeah, every time I kept on shouting, throw the right hand. I was like, come on, man, look up, put your body behind it. You backed him up against the rope. There were times when it's like it was there, but it just, man, I know I'm more than everyone, a lot of people know it's easier said than done.
It is.
I was like, I felt that Frazer, if he just, if he just come with a little bit more, Spence.
Well, you know? the thing about it, this is like, I like Frazer a lot. I've known him for years. But I do like Fabio Woodley, very respectful human being.
Very, very, very. And you know what? Let me just say, one of the questions I was going to had was, let's look at it like this way. Frazer is a decorated amateur, Commonwealth Games gold medalist, Olympic bronze medalist, if I'm not mistaken. Is it bronze or silver he got? No, it was a bronze, right?
He got bronze.
He got bronze in Olympics.
Remember, he went in there with a car, you know?
This fight or the Olympics?
No, he went into the Olympics
with a cut
in
eye.
The semi with a cut eye.
Yeah. Fabio's a roadman. He just had a couple white collar fight. Boom. So what does that really say for
going the state through of boxing,
the right way of the amateur system and then turning
pro? I believe, like, you know, you get certain guys that can bend the rules. And yes. I think Fabio Woodley is just one of those guys that can bend the rules because he had no amateur fights whatsoever.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Wait.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We can't hear it, Tony. It's glitching in and out, bro.
Right. That's me giving drama yesterday in the fight. Say, come on, Frazer. Get it, bro. I was jumping around the place. It was such a dramatic fight. Anyway, as you said, there are some people that can break the rules, and Fabio is
one of them. Tundi, he's one of them. He's one of them. Like, and not only that, but he's a good kid, man. He's a supreme talent. Supreme talent. So,
do you feel that he can take it further above and beyond the British level?
Yes, I do. Especially, yes. Thank you very much, Michael Reed, for the £4.99. Clark wins the rematch. Clark was very accomplished. Fabio went into war mode.
Yes.
When pressed.
Pressed, yes.
Yep. If Clark manages to ambush and he's on home and hoist. You know what? I'm gonna say this, right? No, it's a valid point. Yes. I'm saying I think the doubt and reservation there must have been in the back of Fabio's mind, yeah? That regardless, I'm still in there with a man that's got far more experience than me. Yes. Even in the pro game, I've done what I've meant to have done, and Frazier Clark has looked there. Yeah, he didn't look overly impressive in these fights, right? Mm. So Frazier's now gone and had an opportunity to go and show his stuff. But yes. At the same time, Fabio Woodley showed his stuff as well. And like I said, it was a fitting end to have that a draw turn.
Yes. I think for me, Frazier, you know, he answered a lot of questions. One, chin. Two, stamina still needs to be improved upon. Definitely. And I mean, as grueling as a fight it was, I will be urging Frazier to get straight back in the gym, straight back on the road. Fighters have to do their road work. I don't know why people think that they can just run on a treadmill and that's your fitness. You got to put your foot on the concrete. You got to run. You have to run. All this talk about their heavyweights, they don't need to run. Heavyweights have to run. Ali, run. Frazier, run. George Foreman, run. You have to run to build up your stamina. James Cook, one of the things James said to me, remember when I first started working, you know, and I remember his key words, James was like, maybe I'm giving away the nuggets here, but really they're not really nuggets. It's supposed to be just basic common sense.
Common sense.
Engines are not built in 8 weeks.
Mm.
I'm going to say it again, because these are words of James Cook. Engines are not built in 8 weeks, 8 or 12 week camps. Engines are built over time. That's where your stamina is coming from. And then obviously there's the mental stamina, which, you know, in the gym or whatever you can take, but in a fight, that's where you're getting the nuts and guts and you know, you can really test yourself. So Air Max 90 King says, what type of engines? The engines you need to go 12 rounds. You see how these men are punching. For Shakur's a great example. Floyd is a great example. Joe Calzaghe is a great example.
Joe Calzaghe is one of the greatest examples.
Carl Froch is a great example, because Carl Froch used to throw bombs. I remember one time I bought a certain fighter whose name I'm not going to mention. I'm not giving him no air time. Down to this time it was McCracken. Down the old Lennox Lewis College.
In Clapton.
Remember the old Lennox Lewis College?
In Clapton, yeah.
Clapton, Lennox's gym. Bro, I'm sparring with Carl Froch. I'm there, I'm new in the circuit. You know, listen, I got all the ideas and everything like that, thinking I'm, you know, I am what I am. As the first bell went, Spencer, Carl Froch is, bro, you know, like, the shots were mad. They were so powerful, bro. I'm like, bro, what's going on here? But, you know, in order to maintain that kind of power, I mean, wasn't it the 12th round he knocked out Jermaine Taylor?
12th and final round. And he's behind on points. 12th and
final round. Carl Froch is showing you, these men don't just get engines in 8 weeks. This man was staying in Clapton, I'm sure, Monday to Friday, and going back up to Nottingham on the weekend. I remember. So, you know,
I remember when Carl Froch broke up Anthony Smalls.
Yeah. All right. I never knew about that.
He gave him some little stiff hand.
Oh, man. Carl Froch had a serious granite chin. And I believe the chin comes from the conditioning as well as the mental, you know.
It does.
Yeah. You won't have a guy with a granite chin that don't train. You know, that's nonsense. Marvin Hagler had a granite chin because he trained his ass off. And that's it. I mean, we're going off subject here. But yeah, I personally think, but the reason why I asked you, what can either fighter do different? Because I think Fabio can't really do much different to what he done in that fight the other night, Spence. But I believe Fraser can...
I disagree.
Yeah, I believe Fraser now, realizing that he has great boxing ability, Fraser can fight. But as you said, it's going to be a case where he's going to have to make adjustments early, you know, and use that solid jab, but be consistent with the jab all the way through. Don't back up so much. He was backing up too much.
Too much.
He was backing up too much. You're 19 stone. But, you know, listen, it's all hindsight. Fraser's got that experience now of being in there in a dogfight. Fabio Woolley was made for dogfights. That's why I like Fabio, because Fabio is smoke all the time. And, you know, listen, again, I'm going to say it. For someone who's come from the unlicensed circuit, for someone who in 18 fights now has had 16 knockouts, this is incredible, an incredible story. And I think the two of these guys were made for each other, Spence.
They're saying that it echoes back. I just sent a text out to try and get a guest spot. And Dumbanga gets me into
$4.99. He says, I'm on holiday, guys, but here's money for the church. Come on, big up Bobby Ryan.
Come on. Dunno.
Is it echoing? Is someone saying it's echoing?
They did, but is it still echoing? The echoing's got
the echo
to
is back. Well, I can't hear no echo on my side.
Oh, that's good then. No echo.
Okay. So I think that's more or less what we can say. Definite candidate for fight of the year. I think both Fabio and Fraser, whatever they got paid on Sunday night, the next fight, they need more money.
Yeah.
They need more money. Those boys need more money, because that was a fight which has definitely put some miles on the clock. Spence, let us start with... 1 second. I've got my notes here.
Ton, phone Courtney, man.
Courtney?
Yeah, and get his fighter on.
I can phone Chris first.
Yeah. Go on, do it.
Let me see if Chris... Listen, if Chris Congo doesn't pick up, he deserves the rest, but let me try Chris. Chris Congo.
He's resting up still.
Chris.
Hello,
Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah. What are you saying, Tony? You all right?
Come on, bro, you're live on a fight.
Send
is
him
right.
The link, said,
let me give Chris
send him the link.
Oh, let me send you the link, Chris. Because, yeah. Bro, you know me. I'm always bigging up the man's them. We got to hear you. The people got to hear you for this tremendous victory you had last night. I already sent you the. Showed man, bro, I'm so happy for you, Anna. Please bless us with a few minutes. On the fighters, right? Let me send you the link, yeah? All right, thank you.
He has to come. We bust him. No one ever know about him until he come on our show.
Yeah, come on. The fight is right. Yeah. Let me see what's going on. Let me send Chris the link. Stream, yeah. Copy. Carry on, Spence. So talk about that fight as well, Spence.
You know what? If you know the abuse that Chris Congo took from Marcus fans, the disgusting abuse that he took online, and he just held it down. He didn't complain about it. I'm going to tell you when he comes on. He didn't complain. Yes. He just got on with it and said, all right, then, cool. Right? And he was a mess. You know what? I was telling him, it's Caesar who does his bits for Courtney, and he works with the fighters, them, right? Who works with, and I was saying to Caesar, I said, Caesar, trust me, he's going to outpoint Marku. You know what I mean? And like, I said, he's going to outpoint him because, and not only that, if you watch the first round, you know, first that you've been a fighter, twin. When you're dealing with them power, man, yeah? After you go past two rounds, you adjust to their power, you know? Like, two, three rounds, yes. You adjust to their power.
Yes.
Because you feel it in the first, you say, rah, is that what he's got? Because Chris was fighting like, rah, you know what? I ain't getting catch with nothing. He, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was on the phone.
Because I was shouting, but I was like, Chris, come on, man, rock it out, fam. Like, I was like, nah. Because, you know, like, the first, it was like, it was very, very tactical. But from my perspective, I felt Chris was given a bit too much respect at the beginning. But that's smart, you know? And as the fight unfolded, Chris did what Chris was supposed to do, which is show I'm levels above you. He's saying 2 minutes. He's saying right, 2 minutes.
Cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right, because Gupta, thank you very much for the $4.99. Blessings you. What's that? Blessings to you both, OGs. Pabba's got Dill and Ben Davison in his corner. Big phrase needs a mentality shift. If that's prayer time.
Say that again, Spence.
No, on here, he says, like, a big phrase needs a mentality shift to close off the fight. He needs Coach Tundi, ?
Who's it? Let me just first say, oh, okay. Neeraj Gupta, blessings to you both, OGs, fam. Fab has got Dill and Ben Davison in his corner. Big phrase needs a mentality shift to close off the fight. He needs to see Tundi. Well, listen, I don't know. I don't know if this fight was more about mentality because from what I saw, Phrase was up for it. There was an obvious difference in the commitment to the punches. Correct me if I'm wrong, Spence. But you can see the intention of Fabio, whereas Fraser was more, I don't want to say half-hearted, but it wasn't that, bro, I'm punching through you, you know? Fraser was punching, trying to punch through, Fabio was trying to punch through Fraser. I didn't really get that feeling with Fraser, but I did with Fabio. Does that make sense?
No, listen, because Fabio is a very spiteful youth, you know.
Chris said he's parking up now, running to his yard.
Right. Fabio is a very, very... He's spiteful.
He's a fire.
He's very spiteful. Like I said, it was a great fight again. But
I don't know where Dylan's getting these guys from, but Dylan is really, really unearthing some gems, you know, because listen, he had a good run. When I say he's still having a run with Alan the Babic Savage. I don't know if you saw that fight, Spence.
I did see that
fight. That fight was a madness.
It was a swingers.
Whoever is training Steve Robinson, mate, you should have stopped that fight. And I heard he was going to be a sparring partner for Tyson Fury. Oh, for Usyk, that is done because the amount of shots, bro. I'm like, hold on, is this guy seeing what I and many are others? I was like, how many punches do you want? This is why it's very important to have the right people in your corner. This boxing is a cumulative sport. It's a cumulative sport. And unfortunately, let me not even say fortunately, you're going to see most of the damage and the effects after your career is over.
Yep.
So I'm like, it's quite obvious your man ain't winning this fight. So I'm like, why are you allowing him to continue to take so much punishment, Spence? And I'm like, I don't even know. I think it was the ref who eventually stopped the fight. Because I think the ref was enjoying it. But then the ref had to like tap himself on the head and like, nah, nah, nah. Bro, we can't allow this thing to go on. You understand? But I don't know if Steve Robertson had any family in there, but I wouldn't have wronged his mum or his dad if they did jump in a ring and stop the, and start licking after Alan Babbage, because it was too much, Spence. It was too much.
Listen to me. It was like not... I like Steve Robertson. I love his people. You know what I mean? In fact, it was me that hooked him up with Boxer. And I don't know him personally, but his people then came and asked me, and I saw it out for him. And like, he, them fights, they're not good. But also, when you're dealing with people that sometimes the event can get the better of you, or you're thinking, all right, and it's not the movies. You're not going to pull it out from somewhere where it's not there. You're just going to get broke up. And that's what happened.
Duke Alexander, thank you for the 35 czar. He says, my Snapchat contributions attendee for his next flight back to Lagos, acknowledging the legend Spencer, giving awesome insight on a great show. Thank you, Duke Alexander. Thank you for the czar.
Big up.
I'm not too sure how much 35 czar is, but whatever it is, from a penny to a pound, it's much appreciated.
Trust me.
Mr. Black Gold, thank you for the £5. He said, Clark hit Fabio hard. Don't get it twisted. He boxed with fundamentals and spice, but Wardley's talent is when he's losing a match, he'll make a fight.
That's true. There is something about Wardley that is kind of Nigel Benish, that, rah, I'm hurt. Watch. I'm coming at you. You know what I mean? And you know what? And I'm impressed. I was impressed by the fight yesterday, and I was also impressed how quick Frazier Clark closed gaps and he closed distance.
Yeah,
I was impressed with that. You know,
feints. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
footwork feints, and you only have to look at his unlicensed fights to see how much this young man has dedicated himself to improving his craft. It's evident. He was hitting the body and rolling left hooks. I'm like, that ain't no easy feat to do. Like, that's hours of repetition, Spencer. And
of course it is. Of course it is.
One thing you can't teach is fight. I've never really agreed with that. But some people have it more naturally than others. That I would say. And one thing I would say about Fabio, this guy is a fighter. And I think he will give a problem to anyone. You can't just roll up against Wardley and say, yeah, he's a white collar boxer or an ex white collar boxer. And he's got to lose that tag, and he's certainly got to lose that tag after Saturday night or Sunday night, sorry, because he's gone in there now. He's beaten David Adelaide, who also was an ABA champion. A lot was muted about him. He talked. I actually love David Adelaide because he's another exciting guy. You know, he talks to, that's the Nigerian him. You know, we always hype up the show. And that was a big victory for him as well, Spence. You know, he's done an American. He's got an American on his resume at the O2. Man was trying to shoulder roll, but Fabio just clapping with an overhand right.
And he's got a former world title challenger on his resume as well.
In who?
What's that guy? Who got broke up by AJ and Wilder? What's his name? The little Mexican man with a droopy eye.
Mexican? Come on, the fight.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right. Give me some... Who Spencer's talking about?
Melina. That's it. Melina. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. He beat Melina as well.
He broke up Melina.
Yeah. All of this... In 17 fights, Spence.
Exactly. You got to give him his dues, man.
I'm just going to give him his dues. So Fabio's record right now stands at 17-0 with one draw. And if you look at his record, got Nathan Gorman in there. And that was a good, that even a Gorman fight, you know, he ain't had easy fights, you know. If you look, go through his record, you know, from the Nick Webb, Molina obviously was a name. Richard Latte was a name that, remember, I think Daniel Dubois fought him. He had him out there in
he two broke rounds. Up Nick Webb, though, remember? He broke up Nick Webb.
He bust up Nick Webb one round.
Bust him up one round.
Just done the show. And obviously, David Adler now. A split decision draw with Commonwealth Games gold medalist and Olympian. So the road on the show continues for Fabio Woodley. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it brings me great pleasure to bring a young man that, when we used to sneak into the Lynn on Sundays, climb through the windows and get in. And remember, Chris, on Sundays, man used to be in there putting in the work. People don't know. I know the story of this young man and what he has had to go through, in a sense of having a whole year out of the ring, but continuing to stay sharp, stay motivated. You know, self-motivation is a big thing. Anyway, let me stop the talk. Ladies and gentlemen, it brings me great pleasure to bring to you the one, the only, Chris Congo. Yeah, man, just rock up with the shades. We don't want to see no. We don't want to see no bumps, no bruises. Just slap. How you doing, young man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
I'm good. Spence, what's going on, my brother?
You go. Listen, before we start, listen to this.
This is gonna be more points. Watch and see.
Yeah.
That was your man. Them as I looked in the changing room. I just sent Caesar the message and Caesar was saying, oh, please God, because Caesar was panicking. I said, listen, you can't bring no muscle bound little short midget man to try to fight Chris Congo.
Never.
I've said it.
Come on. But Chris, I mean, let's just get straight to it. How are you feeling the day after? Listen, thank you so much. You know, he was in a fight last night. You boxed beautifully. I love the uppercut. So it's obviously something you and your team was working on, because he just couldn't block the uppercut. And I'm like, bro, this brother's got a big head.
He did block the uppercut, Tungi. He did block the uppercut with his head.
But Chris, how do you feel? How you feeling?
I feel good, man. I feel good. I'm happy that obviously I got the win, that the game plan that we had worked. And yeah, man, it was more of a breeze watching it than obviously being in the ring is different, no. Ain't it? But yes. When you watch it, it's different. Obviously, coming back after such a long layoff, it's just like the first couple rounds, I had to get my bearings again, get my distance, get the timing right, because it's all good getting it in sparring, but getting it in the ring is actually totally different. So, yeah, man, it took me a while to warm up and, I got there in the end, and the later rounds were my best rounds.
Absolutely. I feel that's where the experience really showed its head. I mean, how was it mentally going into the fight? Because I'll be honest with you, I'm a firecracker. When man come up in my face, I don't care who you are. I'm always, maybe I'm not going to say it's a thing that I need to change, because I am who I am and I respect people who are here. But how was it mentally? Because I'm like, when I see this brother pushing you, I'm like, bro, I felt cool. So I'm like, bro, don't Crystal push him back in his face and slap him or something, bro. Like, don't try to disrespect. But that's what makes you. You're a cool, calm, collected character. And I have to say, I do respect it. I'm just telling you how I feel. I'm like, bro, slap this little midget brother. Like, don't try to come up in man's face and talk. But I love the way you dealt with it. That's the first thing I would say. I love the way you dealt with it. And how did you feel inside? Was you like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but was it like, all right, cool, I'm going to get you, bro. Don't worry. Because I saw a bit of fire after the weigh-in. I saw the thing.
That's when the fire started lighting from then.
Yeah.
I knew now. Time is coming. It's only, yes, we're only couple hours away now. Yeah.
Yes.
This is going to show if he's a real fighter, if he's really about his thing, whatever he says he's going to do. Let's see if he can do it. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He's lucky I wasn't, I didn't have 2-3 fights before that.
Yes.
I'd have finished that 6 rounds at least, 100%. Yeah. But for me to come back, even for me to come back, it was a good fight for me. I thought, yeah, this is perfect. This is a good comeback fight, you know? So it's not too easy. I wouldn't say it was my hardest test, but
yeah, you said that prior.
It was the right test for me.
Yes. Spence?
What was his strength like? Because you were very tentative in the first round, understandably so. You know what I mean? The first 2 rounds, like, you was having a look, he's like, did you adjust to the power? Was the power not as you expected? Because loads of people were talking like he's some hellacious puncher and he's so strong and all the rest of it.
Yeah. My understanding to his power was, for me, because I see him knock out all these guys, even though they're no one, I put his power to be up there.
Yes.
And when I felt it, I was like, okay, it's just here. So
okay.
It wasn't like anything that I haven't felt. But for me personally, from my personal opinion, if I was Florian, I would move down to light water. I don't even know why he's competing at water.
Yeah?
Say that again. I didn't hear that.
I said, I think he should move down to light water.
Okay. Okay.
Why do you come to that assessment, Chris?
I don't know if it's me being a big welter, but I think that I don't think he's strong enough to compete at the higher level calibers at welterweight.
I did see that. Yeah, I kind of felt that as well. So,
yeah, it was different. Me fighting someone like Echo, a solid welterweight, to fighting him, see me being in there, the levels was different.
Okay.
And you actually showed it. Your skill. I mean, I was listening to the commentator and they're like, oh, this is beautiful work by Chris. Bro, I don't, it wouldn't even gas me what listening to it when I got home, because them commentators was gassing you, bro. I was like, yeah, this is beautiful. For me personally, and obviously, you know how close me and Kultz are, I'm like, I said to Kultz a couple of days before, I said, ask Chris, you know, and he's like, yeah, you know, like, we've done all the work. And I was really happy to see all of you look in the ring. Big brother Elvis. Bro, it was good, man. I can't say it enough, Chris. I think if anyone deserves it more than you, I want to see them, because I see how humble and dedicated you are. And you're also an inspiration to the youngers on the ends. You know, we come from the same area. I've watched you, as I said, man used to sneak into the Lynn on Sundays when man had the key from Danny Williams. Danny Williams gave us the key, Spence. You understand? And we used to go in there, we used to train, and it's just a great story. Don't be like me. Continue to be the humble. Not that I'm not humble, but I'm very aggressive.
No, you said it right the first time, Twin.
No, I'm humble. But I want you to just keep being who you are, because I feel that... Because I just feel that where we come from, our particular environment and our particular demographic, a lot of youngsters feel that they have to portray a certain character. You see what I'm saying? And you've proven and are showing that you can be what you want to be and keep that same humility. So I just want to say hats off to you for keeping the same you, Chris.
Well, you know what? Also in that fight, Chris, there was times where you like they're administering the work of the jab to the body for a tall guy. You jabbing to the body neat. But you know what? I remember you used to do that from the amateur days. Like, you'd faint upstairs and stab the body. And you were stabbing his body quite a few times. And like, I remember the end of the second round, he goes back to the corner. Could you boxing cleverly? Now when you look back on it, it was actually you just being clever to say, right, you know what? I don't feel no big punches from you. I'm on the move. And like, you went back to the corner. What's it? Dalton Smith's dad, yeah? It was like, he's scared. Da-da-da. That man had some vicious overconfidence, you know that?
Yeah.
He's like, he's scared. He doesn't want to engage. You got it. So the arrogance was his undoing.
Chris, was you expecting him to go Southport in the fight?
Yes, definitely. We drilled that. We was waiting for that. That's why when he turned Southport, the first shot I threw was the right hand.
The right hand. Yeah. I see that. I said, yeah, these men
switch.
Yeah, you've done your homework. Yeah, that was brilliant. I saw that. I was right like,
downstairs, waited again, pretending to go down, switched it up. Then that's when he switched. So we knew he was going to do that. We even brought in Southpaws just in case. We even had Royce. I was firing Royce and Barney Smith.
Yeah, young.
I
was firing him some rounds with him.
So we were more than prepared. Sorry, what would you like next for yourself, Chris? I mean, we're on a run now. We've got to keep this thing going. We've got to stay on the phone to these men here. What would you personally like now, especially on this great victory or off the back of this great victory last night?
Off of this, I would love to go for the European title.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, who holds that
square? French guy. He's a bit unknown. His name's Jordy Wise. He's a French brother, and yeah, it'll be a good chance for him to come over, and himself, and you know, me get a shot at the title.
Can you see yourself moving up to 154? I mean, as you said just a few minutes ago, you know,
that Chris makes the way easier, though.
On fight week, I was. Even lower than 154. It was.
You see,
sometimes come like a bit too easy, you know. Mm. But I'll move up to 154 and take a fight there as well. I'll bounce up and down. It's no problem.
Come on. Yeah. I love the AB talk.
It's got to be done.
You know what I mean? Trust me. We're going where the money is, and if you can make 147, I think 154. I mean, in this country, 147 in this country, you got the Irish boy.
Josh Kelly, your old amateur rival.
Josh Kelly. Yeah.
We can run that in the pros, definitely.
Yeah. Mm. Some good fights for you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, Chris, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure and honor having you on, especially a day after the fight. And,
yeah.
All I can say, me personally, knowing you and watching you and knowing all your brothers, Obed, a lot of people don't know, Obed was the man.
Obed was the guy.
Obed was the don. Obed looked like some uncle Jefferson now, bro. Is that right? I said, hold on, is that Obed? I said, nah, mate, we need to pull him out of 805, Chris, or the Congolese. Pull him out of the Congolese restaurants. Because, yeah. But it was beautiful to see a family together. Yeah, and that was amazing. Amazing. Amazing performance from yourself last night. Keep doing what you're doing. Sure. Keep being humble. Do your talking with your fists.
Of course.
And from me, I wish you all the best. Nothing but the best.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate
Chris, big up yourself, man. Congratulations again, love, man. You made my prediction look good.
Love. No doubt.
Keep doing what you're doing, Chris.
Big up, man.
Over.
Yeah, man.
So I like. Big up, Chris. And as I said, man, he's such a humble. He's not really a talker like that, you know. And he don't need to change his ways. You know, that's who he is. He ain't trying to be someone different. Boxing is his life, and I've seen that from such a young boy, a young you. The check left hook. He needs certain fights. That's what I'm saying. You know, when you're out the ring for so long, certain things. It take a little while to come on, but he's a talent. And let's not forget, he's only lost two fights against good fighters. And, and some could say, you know, if you think about the McKinson fight, you know, just that drop, you know, I mean, look at the scoring, 94-95.
It was a close fight, Tim. That's close. It was a close fight.
You know, also, if you look at the Echo fight, the Echo fight is even closer. 141-15. A draw on Phil Edwards' cards. 114-114. And 113-116. So, you know, listen. Chris, is up there, and he's got his swing. You know, the as I was saying, the momentum's back now, and let's keep on it. All right, so I mean, I spoke about it. Big up Callum Simpson, KO victory, back with a bang, as they say, against Dula Mbebe. Mbebe, I don't know where they fired this brother from. But he had a I don't know where they fired his brother from.
Tony, you found him. He's one of your cousins.
Bro, these Tanzanese man here. Bro, you can't mess about with them because you don't know what they're coming with. The guy had 34 wins. Out of those 34 wins, he had 29 knockouts.
Exactly.
You know, understandably, he had 14 losses, but he'd only been stopped three times of those 14 losses, and he had
Abdul Kadir said they found him in Peckhampton.
Yeah, 100%. But if he was in Peckham, he would have come from Lagos, because bro, Peckham's Lagos. But you know, listen, again, you can't take no one for granted. This guy was coming with a puncher's record, and there was a few times in those few rounds where he was capping Callum with some good shots. But Callum did what Callum does. And, you know, listen, fair play to Callum. The fight we all want to see now is the fight versus Zachary for the British title. I saw them arguing whether it should be up north or in London. Zach is adamant he wants it in London. But Callum saying he's the draw. I'm the one bringing the fans. Come up, sir. You don't care if you got the belt. You got to come up to Barnsley or wherever it is. Yeah, I think it's Barnsley. But yeah, big up Callum. Moving on, Vidal Riley won a points decision, a unanimous points decision against former British champion Mikel Lawal. Spencer, Fearon, give us your rundown on the fight.
He said he got his rib broke after the second round, right?
Yeah, he said he fractured his rib after the first round.
Apparently, how did he know the rib was fractured? did he get X-ray in there? How did he know it was fractured?
I'm just repeating what Vidal said.
All right, I'm just saying to you.
What have I heard Vidal?
I'm a big fan of his technical ability, right? I am. I do.
Newsfest without dead. Nah.
Right. Tundi, no.
I'm going to say your part. Yeah, go.
Tundi, the fight was dead. Let's be real. You know what I mean? The fight was dead. It was like I was at a funeral.
What's the matter with you? You can't say
No, Tundi, listen to me, yeah? If you could take my praise, you could take my criticism at the same time.
That right. fight, yeah, was... but not many people can do that. But
listen, bro. I don't business if somebody's telling me something, if it's their opinion and it's coming from an educated standpoint.
I mean, there's so many people online agreeing with you, so I'm not saying
right. Tundi, let's be real. The fight was dead. The most excitement that we got for that whole thing was Isaac Chamberlain going at him after the fight. That was the most exciting.
But he forgot Shep was trying to do a yard man thing and bum rush the show. Shep tried to come and thing and like, nah, mate, this ain't the zone, mate. Don't try to come and get over 2 minutes of fame. Stay out there. But it was Shep
right?
making all the commotion.
Listen to me, yeah? Let's keep this thing totally, totally 100, right? Isaac Chamberlain come across like a G yesterday. Right? Because the way I was talking to my man, and my man was like, and I could see like when Vidal said, yeah, but you beat the same man and you was crying in the ring. Like
you
saying,
that was funny. No, you can't tell me that weren't funny. That was funny. That was funny, Spence. That's what I'm saying.
Right?
You've got to understand character. Go on, carry on.
It was funny, but end of the day, I'm just gonna be real. You had a big stage and you was running down for having the opportunity to fight Isaac Chamberlain. Or for that win yesterday, would that warrant you fighting Isaac Chamberlain? I'm not saying that you can't go in there with Isaac Chamberlain. I'm saying there was no excitement there because Isaac's not a puncher. And yesterday, you didn't commit to say that you was a puncher. And each time you was hearing his dad, what's his dad's name? Vidal's dad.
Oh, Sugar.
Right, anyway. Well, Vidal's dad was saying, all right, son,
He was telling him, like, you got to step it up now. You know what I mean? You got to kind of go for it. Because the dad knows this is an entertainment business, right? People come out their house to be entertained,
yes.
Right? If we want to go to sleep, we can stay in the house, bro.
Sorry. It just come on, man. Vidal's dad's name is Derek.
All right, Derek, yeah, right? Who's done fantastic with his son, right? He has done fantastic because he's been with his son from the get-go, right? I remember seeing Vidal in the amateurs. But I'm just going to be real.
Won everything. Vidal was
everything.
Young.
But Javon Clark did beat him in the amateurs, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I know as a junior, Vidal was the best young amateur around.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
He was picking up titles like how you used to pick up chicken and chips on the weekend. Still. You know what I mean? Yeah, right. So I'm saying I'm just going to have to be totally 100 on this one. That doesn't warrant interest, Tundi, for you versus Isaac Chamberlain.
But
it doesn't.
Shouldn't there be some credit given to, let's take into consideration that he had a fractured rib from round one.
Tundi.
How easy he made it look, Spence. It was easy. The fight was easy. Lawal didn't win one round.
Tundi, regardless that he made it look easy, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It wasn't exciting.
Yeah, I definitely. I mean, listen, I'm not going to. Man said right? No x-rays.
Well, exactly. When man told me about he got a fractured rib, yeah? I'm saying, what, did someone do an x-ray in the 1 minute corner? Did they do an x-ray? In that 1 minute, did he leave or go to St. Thomas's Hospital to get an x-ray on his, to tell us what it was?
We're being stupid.
Shut up, man.
All I'm saying is that Vidal made that fight easy, Spence. Yes, yeah. When you box like that, you ain't giving the fans what they want. Because fans want to see a rockers. But I guess there will be a time, if it's not Vidal's fault, if Lawal cannot engage properly, if Lawal don't have the footwork to close him down and make him fight.
Tun, listen to me, yeah?
Mm.
I rate Vidal Riley a lot. I've even posted to you on my gram. I rate the skills that he demonstrates. But
the camera said he took a shot and he didn't like it.
Right, exactly. So I'm saying to you, Tundi, I was not impressed with that performance. Right?
Isn't it a case of look bad in this one and look better in the next?
Or win this one, look good in the next one.
Yes.
Is the old adage. But yeah. I hear that one. But no, because his corner was urging him to go do something. You can listen to his dad, Derek. His dad was urging his son to go and do something.
I mean, in hindsight now, if we know, if maybe Vidal wasn't making it known to his dad that his rib was fractured. I mean, he was moving very well for someone with a fractured rib, but I will say that.
Let me tell you this, Sundi. Sundi, let me tell you this, yeah? I've had a fractured rib, yeah? Mm. I've had the bone come out of the cartilage, right? And I hear that bit. Well, you had a fractured rib. You were still putting in shots and all the rest of it on Lawal. And Lawal's got to really stop all his wicked talking on. You know what I mean? Because I'm just hearing bare wicked talk at the press conference and try to hype me up. Bare wicked talk, you know?
That's a Nigerian thing. There's a lot of Nigerians.
You don't know my bro. Yeah, but
there's a lot of Nigerians. They talk. You know, Nigerians are the best talkers on the planet Earth. But sometimes,
they're incredible.
The majority of them don't back it up.
That's not me taking that and going for a while. Because you know what, you became a British champion. I can't take that. I got to congratulate you for that. Right?
You did become a British champion.
There was no urgent. There was no urgency inside of his work at all.
Yes.
None whatsoever. Right? And I'm saying, look, Lawal is a specimen, you know, and he can punch. You know what I mean? If I had him, and I'm seeing this man run around the place like what Viggy was doing, Tundi, I'm going to rush him, you know, with some body shots.
Man say, the jab I gave you fractured your rib.
Listen, the only jab 20 can give me is like when he's taking heroin.
Bro, don't come spread no bad fool. This man ain't never
about jab, you idiot.
This man ain't never smoked in his life, Spencer. You know what? Give me a joke. I said to my son, yeah. You know, your dad ain't never had a drink in his life, son. I've never touched alcohol. And my son said, my son got about 15 years. He's like, Dad, you was lying to me. I saw a picture with you and mum. And you had like a little Thunderbird in your hand. Remember Thunderbird? My son said, you've been lying to me with his ears, Dad, that you've never had a drink. I said, I don't worry.
I remember back in the day we used to go out to his ear. A glass of red wine, trying to have it and swirl it.
Yeah.
And Tony used to smell it as well, you know. I said, look at this little idiot.
And Dragon said, yeah, can I? Man had a bottle of can I in his hand. Remember can I? Yes. That's how
Can I was a serious drink, you know.
Can I says the blue can I? And remember the blue can I was a serious drink, you know. Oh, mate.
Stop realize rabbit about talking about alcohol, man.
Every player had to have a can I in their hand. And what was
can
that?
I? The pink other lady.
Small one in the one in the small bottle.
Remember? Cherry B.
Huh?
Cherry B.
Cherry B. Come on, Spencer. You know every man had them in their yard. In the little, remember the globe? The globe. Did you have one of the globe?
Yeah, you open it out.
Yeah.
I remember Kanji used to have one of them. The Kanji had one of them in their house. About globes.
Serious. Yeah, Magnum was about as well. Yeah, and 2020s. 2020 drinks. Anyway, we've gone off subject again. But yeah, I feel that Vidal, regardless of what anyone says, I think he made that fight look so easy. And I feel faced with another challenge, I think we'll see another side of him. You know, listen, I see the way Isaac is running up in the interview and everything like that, and talking and building a fight, which is what you're supposed to do, which is how we got Snowball. That's the drink, Adrian.
Green drink.
Snowball. Yeah, Snowball. It was the Snowball. That's the drink. Yeah, come on. Come on, yeah. It ain't going to be easy for Isaac. I'm telling you, I've watched Vidal when me and you...
I don't disagree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. To say it wouldn't be, I'm not disagreeing with you. What I am saying is this. I just expected to see a better performance from Vidal Riley yesterday, right? And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt to say that he broke up his rib, right? I'm going to give you that one. Because the guy that I saw fight yesterday is not the guy that I'm accustomed to seeing, right? But if you broke your, you crack your rib in the second round, you never showed me nothing from the first round, bro. You know what I mean? And that's the truth. Not telling about saying he's a precocious talent. I think he's very, very talented. But
speed, everything.
And right, but he's given Chamberlain some different confidence now, you know.
Yeah, but that all don't mean nothing because when you get in a ring, it's gonna be the skills. And I'm telling you, Vidal is holding something in the locker. I feel that nobody yet has been able to bring out of him what he's got inside of him. And I feel we may see that with Isaac, because Isaac will have a goal, definitely. Yeah, there's no, you know, listen, I've known Isaac thing coming. One thing I know about Isaac Chamberlain, he has got nuts and guts. Isaac has got, what did Chris Eubanks use? Testicular fortitude. Bro, you know when Chris come in the ring, I just knew it. You just knew he was going to say it. Rastafari. For me to see Chris at Eubanks and like this.
That's the rough movement, you know. That is the power, you know.
When you saw
that's
Chris,
the thing.
I was thinking, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to say Rastafari. He said, yeah. You know, and Harlem has what I have, testicular fortitude. Yes, right. Rastafari. I said, blah! I said, yeah, that man. I said, this guy is Chris Eubanks is actually a national treasure, Spence. And it's going to be a good fight. And let's talk about that.
Is there anyone we forgot? No, we cannot forget Ben Whittaker performance. And I would say,
let me just get my charger. My feet.
I would say, I mean, Spencer's just getting his charger. But I think the what's the word? The catch of the night has to go to the young man, Leon Willens. I saw a young man, only 8 fights in there with an Olympic silver medalist, and he was showing skills seldomly seen by someone at that level. He was shouldering, he was evading, he was coming shots at different angles. And for me, as a trainer, I would say the most impressive performance against the other side of the card, the left-hand side of the card, was Leon Willens. He was up against it. He was on a massive stage, you know, taking a fight, I believe, at a few days' notice. And he was a good, Ben Whittaker couldn't do what Ben Whittaker does. He actually was in, he won comfortably, but, you know, sometimes the scorecard doesn't really reflect the performance. And I would personally like to say, Leon, you got a bright future. Just keep on working hard. Keep on training. Keep on developing the style, what you got. Actually, my kind of style. I'm just being real. I don't always train you, but that's my thing. Like, that movements, you need to, you know, listen, you develop that style with repetition. And so hopefully you and your trainer can keep on working hard to develop that style, because you've got something there, young man. I believe you was like a central area champion or so before. But you're a good fighter. You're a good fighter. I don't know how old you are. Let me see.
So,
where's Ben Whittaker? Yeah, Ben Whittaker against Leon Williams. So, only 23 years young.
Well then, I mean, then one loss in his career.
The U has got, the U has, Jake Barton, he stopped him, then won on points. He's got an early defeat against Robbie Chapman, who didn't have a good career. Some may say he's even a journeyman, but I don't know what went wrong there. Maybe he was at the wrong weight, because he looks like that guy was a super middleweight. But suffice to say, Leon, from what I saw last night, keep doing what you're doing, keep developing, good performance. What do you think, what do you have to say about Ben Whittaker's performance last night?
You know, I'm going to be real with you. Do you see Ben Whittaker kind of stick it on Andy Clark?
You know me, I don't watch these things, Spence. So I didn't
really see it. It's like, there was a pre-fight interview, which he did. And he said, who would you like to fight next? He said, maybe you, because you're always criticizing me, saying that I'm being disrespectful, that it's artistry that is going on. And then he kind of stuck it on. He said, oh, sorry, have you ever boxed? And Andy Clark was like, no, I haven't. And he kind of had his back up. You know what I mean? He kind of put Andy Clark up a bit by that. So you ain't boxed, bro. You can't tell me nothing. Right? But what I am saying is, because people were saying to him, like, he's hearing a lot of it. Ah, oh, this is disrespectful. You're overly cocky. You're this, and all the rest of it. I think the first two rounds, he wasn't trying to be cocky, yeah?
Yeah, he came out serious.
Yeah, but it wasn't himself, because him coming out, that's not his style. So he should have stayed to what he should have, like, disregarded what people are saying about him and stuck to his style. And also, when people say, oh, well, he went rounds with this guy, Ben Whittaker is not an hellacious puncher. He's a skills man.
Okay.
Right? So, but what we have to bear in mind is this. Ben Whittaker was an elite amateur. Right? You went to the finals of the Olympics and done one better than Joshua Boyatzi. You got a bronze. You got a silver medal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Losing to the same man. So we have to look at
the same man that what?
That beat Boyatzi.
Okay.
Right?
I know that. I ain't seen that.
The same man that won the gold. I know he didn't beat Boyatzi. Boyatzi lost to somebody else. Right? So I'm saying, like, you have to look on that and know, like, you have to give Ben Whittaker his props, because Ben Whittaker is a very, very good fighter. But
he's listening to other people now. Because when man is saying like, oh, but your style and blah, listen, Ben Whitaker, please, just carry on doing you. You know what I mean? Because you doing you got you to be a national champion, got you to be a multinational champion, got you to be an Olympic silver medalist. You being you. Don't change up your style. Do your thing. It doesn't matter who wants to complain and say, oh, well, we don't like the style and blah. Yeah, tighten up on certain things, no doubt. But carry on doing your style of being loose, languid, and all the rest of it. Because people actually are coming out to be entertained. You're doing your thing, but I'm saying to you, be respectful in doing your thing, but just do your thing, bro. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Do your thing.
Well, I absolutely agree with you in terms of being who you are. But that style is very limited to the level of opponent you're fighting, Spence.
That's Tundi, I hear that.
So he boxed that style in the amateurs, Tundi. Yeah, yeah, but Spence.
And won a silver medal.
Yeah, but Spence.
And he boxed the best in the world, Tundi.
Listen to me, Spence. Amateur boxing is 3 rounds.
Yep.
Mental, as we saw in that 8-round fight, I believe it was 8 rounds, the fight went on, the tricks weren't working because the mental energy came into it. So I'm not trying to say that he should shut. What I'm trying to say is that those things cannot carry on as the level goes up. Go and try all that with a Beterbiev. Go and try all that with a Kovalev. Go and try all that with a Bivol. Go and try all that.
He's only had 8 fights.
Go and try that. Wait. Go and try that with a Benavidez. Go and try that with a. You ain't never seen that. You just can't. And I'm not even mentioning my man, but you. Let's not even go there. But I'm saying we know that style cannot prevail. The higher the levels goes up. Me, I'm a great Ben Whitaker fan. And I just feel that he does need to do what he did in the first round. If you remember, he dropped the guy in the first round. But then as he dropped him, he started to do the nonsense again. Yeah, but it was the seriousness in the beginning of the fight which enabled him to get the knockdown. So what I'm saying is this shows that there's a lot of mental fortitude that is needed at the higher level. And it is early days. Right now, he's building his brand. He's built a fantastic brand. I've said it from day one. Ben Whitaker is one of my favorite top picks for being a champion. I just feel that he needed a fight like that. He needed that fight on yesterday night because he will look at it within himself, not what everyone said. But listen, people love to hate. And that's why, if there were any advice, yes, it would be don't even listen to anybody. Just do what you feel is best for you, Mr. Whitaker. And just keep busy. Listen, you don't, as Spencer said, you don't win silver medals if you ain't something.
No.
In the Olympics. So it's a case of just taking the craft more seriously. I think your name's out there now already. So
his name's out there viciously.
I'm not gonna. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the other young man that was in the ring that night because I feel that he actually now is gonna make Ben Whitaker take his craft to the next level. Come on, man! Stop mentioning Ant's name with these levels of fighters. Ant is an elite fighter.
Let's not talk about Andy Yard today, please.
Yeah, let's not even bring Andy into this thing here. Come on. Let's talk about the card last night, which was a fantastic card. I think that has been it. We spoke of Alan Babbitt. We spoke of Callum Simpson. We spoke about Vidal Riley. We spoke about Ben Whitaker and Liam Williams. We also spoke about Chris Congo. Fantastic. And obviously... Mm-hmm. We spoke about two young men that gave us possibly the fight of the year until Anthony Yard.
What happened to your bridging?
Who's that?
Your bridging, you know, for a long time. The little list back, man.
Huh?
The little list mount you in from America. What happened to your mic? Oh, hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can hear you. What happened to that list little list mount? Yeah, you know, because that's when I find me. What happened to the list mount, you, man? Rolly, what happened to him? Rolly, what happened to him?
No, I just clocked what he's talking about. Bro, you need to start having some respect for these, man. How you call him list mount, man? Bro, Rolly Ramirez. Rollies.
Yeah, what happened to him?
All right. Well, no, we got. Oh, listen. So we spoke about the card. Everyone on the card. Alan Babbitt, well done. Callum Simpson, well done. Vidal Riley, well done. Ben Whitaker, well done. Chris Kongo, well done. And Fabio Worley and Fraser Clark, both men, stand up. Give yourselves a round of applause because you gave us possibly one of the fights, if not the fight of the year. But we're still early in the year. But we fought in January and won the fight of the year. I had to get that in there. So you never know. When Ant fights again, we will know it's excitement. So anyway, what I don't understand is that the fight hadn't been signed when both men got in the ring yesterday. And by that, I mean Adam Azim and Harlem Eubanks, which means that we're not going to see Dalton Smith versus Adam Azim. Which I think is the right decision.
Well, I see Nuffman was cussing. I see Sam Jones cussing. Nah, it's a blatant duck. Because they don't want him to fight Dalton. It's a blatant duck. It's a liberty. Like I said, there's history there.
Sorry. I got to go back. Just take a step back. I just got a text from a Facebook comment from your friend, Ben Dougherty. Sonny Edwards says, if I was Ben Whitaker, I'd been fuming at this commentary as the home fighter. I've never seen a panel so ready to slaughter the fighter they are investing in. Who knows? Maybe he'll be a free agent soon. Sonny Edwards. But it comes with the territory. You know, the people even commentating might be hating on you. And it seems that that is the case. But guess what? Nazim said it. Many have said it. If they're talking about you, positive or negative, you're doing the right thing. And most times, if they're talking negatively, negative about you, you're definitely doing the right thing.
Yep.
Because no one would be talking about someone who ain't, you know, riling them up in some shape or form. So, yeah. Anyway. We ain't going to see Dalton Smith against Adam Azim. We're now going to get, we hope. I did read a tweet from Adam earlier on today saying he's now signed for the fight. So can we take it as though the fight is done, signed, sealed, and delivered, Spencer?
I can phone you back now, but what's the time? That's a bit late, so forget that one.
It's late, isn't it? Jeez.
Yeah. I'll give you 5 more minutes. I'll go into my bed, bro. I got a plane to catch tomorrow, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So, you're going to Jordan, right?
Yeah, going to Jordan.
What do you think about this fight, Spence? Let's get on it.
I'm going to be real with you, yeah? I haven't seen enough of Eubank to give a... I've seen him fight a couple times. I haven't seen enough of him. I haven't really sat down to study him. So, because I haven't drawn enough to study him, I don't want to make any assumption. But I like when he said, like, yeah, I know Adam doesn't want it. I know you don't want it. But the way he said it is like, maybe you know something that we don't know. You know what I mean? Because that was, you know what I mean? Because I thought Adam was going to fire back and say something. He never said nothing.
It's going to be a good fight. Because one thing I know I can say about Harlem, he lives the life. He's a very, very dedicated individual. Some may say he doesn't have power. Well, he stopped his last opponent from what I can remember. His father was a fighter. Obviously, his uncle is Chris Eubanks.
He's two uncles.
Oh, three of them. Simon and Pete were twins. All of them were boxers. So it's like he's been brought up in a boxing fraternity. So it actually may be, I mean, on paper, you can say it's the first time Adam will be facing a guy 19-0, generally coming to win the fight, has ambitions of himself. I mean, he was talking about, and Chris Eubanks, it's so funny how people change, because if I remember rightly, Chris Eubanks Sr. was saying, Harlem shouldn't be fighting light water. He made a big thing about it as well.
Yeah.
Money make the world go round, Spencer. And a man will dedicate himself to get to that weight, regardless. So we'll see. Adam seems very confident from the face-off. And yeah, let's talk about it when the fight is signed, when they have the press conference, and the closer the fight get. Now, last thing, Tim Tooze took an almighty gamble with his belt and took on the towering inferno with 10 days notice. A brother who's 6'6".
That's ridiculous. And a junior middleweight. That's ridiculous.
And a light middleweight. How you, there's no preparation you're getting in 10 days to fight someone. And this is why people, fighters, beware of that next fight syndrome. Because already they was talking about, after this fight, I'm fighting Crawford. No, brother. You're not fighting Crawford. Now you ain't got nothing to offer. Now the WBO today have ordered Fandora versus Terence Crawford. Even though the big fish, Errol Spence, got in the ring after and said, yeah, you're facing a big dog now, man. You're facing a big dog now. Bro, Terence Crawford said Errol Spence looked like a linebacker. Bryce, he looked like a linebacker. He's so big. And then Terence is like, bro, don't try to jump the queue. So, yeah, but what I think may happen is that I think that they may vacate the WBO and fight Crawford, because it's PBC business. It's PBC. Yeah. So, who knows? Whatever way, Tara and Inferno, I don't know if you're going to hold that belt for long. I don't know how much Errol Spence has got left, though. I do not know how much Errol Spence has got left.
Well, he's left.
Yeah. But in the Tim Tooze fight, did you actually see it, Spence?
Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
That cut, yeah, was leaking from his skull. And I'm like, are they going to let this carry on? Because the thing didn't stop dripping in his eyes and everything. From round, it was an absolute bloodbath. If you thought Fabio was a bloodbath, this one was even worse. And they didn't seem to have any ointment or adrenaline to stop or cull the blood. It was a madness. And you got to take it to Tim Tooze. I did read a comment today that said, see, credit to Tim Tooze for being a warrior, very admirable, taking the fight on 10 days notice. Yeah, you're getting a little round of applause, but no one don't care about that no more. You lost your belt. You lost your belt, and that's what it is sometimes. People will have to make smart decisions. Remember, Fandora, before he's lost against Brian Mendoza, he was a dangerous guy that no one was really remembering. He bust up Eric Lubison.
He broke up Lubison viciously. He
punch up Lubison, bust up, he disfigured him, in fact. He actually disfigured him. And I'm like, that is a dangerous fight to take on such short notice. But credit to Fandora, him... Now, Tim Tooze. That's what I call him, Tim Tooze. Yeah, Charlo called him Tim Two Twos or something. Tim Charlo was cracking me up. But he now joins a selected few of brothers, a brother and sister, holding a world title simultaneously. Because remember, his sister's, I think she's a flyweight or something, one of them weights. But she's also a world champion. So fantastic for the Fandora family. And finally, Rolando Romero got buster. He got. He must be the luckiest you in boxing. This brother has got two mega fights.
Listen.
He's become a two-time world champion. It's amazing, actually, what he's achieved. And he's a winner on all accounts. But credit, I'm very happy for, even though I don't know them, Isaac Cruz, apparently, from what I've heard, boxing has been in their family for 60 years, and he's the first one from the family to win a world title.
And that's beautiful.
That's beautiful. You know what I mean? That shows you, when you're looking at these guys winning titles, there's a big sacrifice that's come, you know, behind it. Same with the Fondora family. You know, the dad gave up everything, and it's a boxing family. So it's like, yeah, big up Fondora, big up Isaac Cruz. And I think we should end it on that, Spence.
We should end it on that.
But big up Ezra Zlande, Lara at 41 years, KO'd Michael Zafora also on the bill, and Kermel Morton, you know, TMT's young little Giovanni.
He had a good fight.
When it winning by a unanimous decision. And it's good for young prospects to see this, you know. It's good for young prospects to see this. I know the game is not easy, and it's a long road. Yep, Spence, it is. We've done our job.
We certainly have. Thank you for everyone for tuning in. We didn't go yesterday because we had prior engagements. But, yep, I'm off to Jordan tomorrow to oversee all the aid that's coming from 313 Al-Madinah charity. So massive props to them. Tundi is going to be back in the gym. Adam Lord, thank you very much for the £8.
And Nathan, I did pick you up, but I'll say it again. Thank you for the £1.99. Nathan Bailey, R. Whitaker, and Marku hype jobs. Well, I don't think you can't call. We did answer that. You can't call Whitaker a hype job. Absolutely not, because he's just, you know, he won an Olympic silver medalist. He deserves the attention he's got. It's a long road in professional boxing. And that's what we all have to take into consideration. He's still, although he's like 26 years young, he's just learning the sport of professional boxing and what it entails and what comes with it. And the pressures most time come from the outside, dealing with fans or so-called fans, dealing with the bots, dealing with the people that are employed to rub you the wrong way. Because believe it or not...
The bots.
That's what you call it, the bots. Not everyone is always on your side in this game, but you just need to stay focused, stay on your thing, and it's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Where are the shades, Tundi? What's these ones? Tom Fords are not there. Let me get them out. Yeah. Yeah. Today was good, you know, Spence.
Yeah, it was a blessing. Yeah, it was a blessing. Thanks to Chris Congo for coming on.
Much love to Chris Congo for coming on a day after the fight. Now, let me just pick up a few people that joined us. Jay Jenner, Snaps, Tony, Pugilist, Boy, Come On, All Day, Every Day, Edna Good, Half Past, The Lovely, Fashion. I'm not looking at her name, but big up Karma Serene. All the way from the US of A. Dutty Girl, where you been, man? It's like I ain't seen Dutty Girl for a hot minute. Big up Dutty Girl, Kurt Campbell, Motley Spool, Mickey Dub, Snaps, Brian Johnson, Adrian Waters, JK Better Love, Air Max 90, King, Kevin Worrell, Latino Heat Entertainment TV, and up Nathan Bailey. I already said that. That guy. Brandon Wilson, Come On. Sid UK. Abdul Kadaya Jumali is the name. So many of you. Still close to 700 people live with us. Otat CJ, James Hunt, Teep 786, Wayne McCleary. The list goes on and on. Spence, it's just too much to mention. Old time Mickey Dub, you know the set, bro. Alfie Black, the one and only. Come on. Mr. African Style TV, Boxing Royale. Old time. What we got coming up though, Spence? What we got coming up? Boxing. Obviously, I know all Fury Usyk. I definitely know that.
Yeah. Fury Usyk is the only thing that's on my mind. You know what I mean? There's nothing else.
What else? What are we now? We're April. Oh, we got Canelo coming up. I know that. That's going to be a... We were talking about that in the gym today. Canelo against this brother. What's
Mungaya.
Mungaya is going to be a serious fight, you know, Spence.
Well, you called it, you know. I've never thought there's no way that fight's going to happen.
This fight is going to be two Mexicans, real Mexicans.
Haney Garcia, Tundi, come on. It's on the 20th. Haney Garcia, that's the 20th of April.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 420. It's going to be a Tundi. Big fight.
I just got a feeling that fight's not going to happen, bro.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, it's like, I mean, he's calmed down a little bit. Well, I mean, I haven't really been on social. I just switch it on just to post. But it seems, from what I can feel, like he's calmed down a lot in the social, Ryan Garcia, as we're moving closer to the fight. Am I right in saying that? Yeah, so that fight is literally around the corner, April the 20th. Today's the 1st of April. I saw the little April Fool's tweet with KSI tweeting that he's fighting George Foreman.
And Tundi, also,
I saw one from Hasim Ratman's son.
Is it?
Saying that Tyson Fury has failed the Mike Tyson has failed the medicals.
He said April Fool's.
Was that April Fool, yeah?
It's an April Fool's joke.
It's nonsense. Yeah, you're begging it.
I'm telling you this now, Tundi. Yeah? That if KSI did fight George Foreman, George Foreman would knock him out.
Bro, George Foreman, bro, even with his old self.
George Foreman would knock him out, Tundi.
Those hammer fists are not
George Foreman would knock him out, Tundi.
Yeah, you might be right. All right, let's wrap it up, Spence. Ladies and gentlemen, we will end the show in exactly the same way we started it, with a magical... Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Let me just say again. We end the show with the magical words of dream it, believe it, become it.
Come on up, Rasta.
Come Rastafari.
Rastafari. Tundidra Rastafari.
All day, every day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.